Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're building what I call a concrete echo rag, a cut workflow for drum and bass atmospheres. The idea is simple, but the result is deep. Rag vocal cuts aren't just vocal chops. In a good modern roller, they're atmospheric artifacts. They're glue. They sit behind the drums and bass like a hard, dubby reflection in a stairwell. And the way we get that feel is by committing to audio. We're going to do it like a lot of serious DNB producers actually do. Print, mangle, print again. Resampling is the secret weapon, because it forces decisions, and once the echo is audio, you can shape it like a break, chop it, fade it, reverse it, duck it, widen it, and make it breathe around the snare. By the end, you'll have a reusable workflow that turns one rag of phrase into three useful layers: a tight, punchy call that sits up front, a gritty, filtered, wide concrete tail that sits in the space, and a set of ghost chops you can place rhythmically between the snares, so the track rolls without the vocal ever fighting the drums. All right, let's build it. First, prep the source. Make it cut ready. Pick a short phrase. 1 to 6 words is perfect. Classic stuff. Rudaboy, selecta, sound B-boy, pull up. Short is powerful, because the ear fills in the rest once you start throwing tails and ghosts. Drop the sample into an audio track and name it Rag ISRC. That naming matters later when you start printing and duplicating. Keep your lanes obvious. In clip view, turn warp on. For mode, go complex pro if it's melodic or tonal, and go tones if it's percussive and short. Set the segment BPM roughly in the ballpark. It doesn't have to be mathematically perfect. We're not trying to preserve a performance here. We're trying to create a controlled hit that feeds effects consistently. Now, tighten it with a gate before any effects. Threshold around -25 dB is a good start. Return somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Floor to minus infinity. Here's the teacher note. The gate isn't to make it cool. It's to remove room noise and random little tails that will turn into a messy wash once you start echoing and saturating. Clean input equals intentional output. Then, EQ and compress just enough to control the feed. On EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. That's non-negotiable for DNB. Vocals have junk down there, and junk down there is how you blur your sub. If it's pokey or harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it. We still want the word to read on the initial hit. Add a gentle compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Your goal right now is predictability. You want a controlled transient that you can throw into a dub chain without it exploding differently every time. Now we build the concrete echo chain. All stock devices. First, saturator. This goes before the delay, because we want the repeats to bite like they've hit a sound system, not like they've hit a pristine plug-in delay. Set drive somewhere in the 3 to 8 dB range. Turn soft clip on. Try a subtle warmth color if you want. What you're listening for is the vocal getting a little more urgent, a little more dense, without getting brittle. Next, echo. This is the engine. Turn sync on. Start with either a dotted eighth, 1/8 dB, or a quarter note. Dotted eighth is a classic DNB sweet spot, because it fills the gaps around the snare without stepping on it, especially at 174-ish tempos. Feedback. Set it around 45 to 70% to start. We'll push higher during the performance print, but don't start in the danger zone. Use the echo filters. High pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. You're basically saying, this echo is not allowed to compete with the sub or the top end snap. Add just a touch of modulation. Amount maybe 5 to 15%, rates low, like 0.1 to 0.4 Hz. This is not chorus-spokal time. It's micro-movement, so the tail feels like air in a corridor. Stereo width and echo, 80 to 130%. Be careful here. Wide is exciting, but wide is also how things disappear in mono. We'll handle that properly later. Noise and echo is optional. If you add it, keep it tiny, like, you should miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's on. After echo, add character. You have two good options. If you want modern weight, use Roar in Live 12. Drive around 10 to 25%. Keep the low end out with a more band passish vibe, and keep mix around 20 to 50%. You're trying to make it concrete, not obliterate it. If you want old school grit, use Redux. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit reduction 8 to 12, dry slash wet 10 to 25%. The key is restraint. If you go too far, it becomes a novelty. If you keep it subtle, It becomes identity. Then add auto filter for movement and dub sweeps. LP24 mode, frequency somewhere between 1 and 6 kHz, and we'll automate it during printing. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3. If you want motion, add a subtle LFO, maybe 5 to 10%, either tempo synced at 1/8 or a slow free rate. Finally, utility. Turn on bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz, and set width around 110% to start. This is your Don't Ruin the Mix box. You can always widen later, but fixing phase problems late in a track is pain. Cool, now we resample. This is the whole point. Method 1 is fastest. Straight resampling. Create a new audio track called Ragaprint. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Solo Rag SRC so you're only printing what you intend. Now hit record and perform your vocal triggers. Trigger it once, maybe a few times. And while it plays, ride the echo feedback. Move it between about 40 and 85%. And perform the auto filter frequency sweep down on the tail. This is where that falling into the corridor vibe comes from. The repeats get darker as they travel away. Then stop recording. You now have a printed echo tail. That tail is yours. You can edit it. You can rearrange it. You're no longer babysitting a live feedback loop. Method 2 is cleaner. Print only wet. If you want no dry vocal in your print, put the entire concrete chain onto a return track, like return a called concrete. Send Rag SRC into it somewhere, between -6 and 0 dB depending on how hot your source is. Then create a track called Rag WET Print. Set audio from to that return, arm it, and record. Now you've got just the echoes and grit without the original hit. Teacher note here. Wet-only prints are amazing for ghost chops because you can place them without the intelligible word popping out. It's more like vocal atmosphere than vocal content. Now, print at least 2 takes, a safe and a wild. Safe means you cap the feedback so it never runs away, and your filter moves are controlled. Wild means you push feedback into the danger zone and get aggressive with filter sweeps and feedback chokes. And those feedback chokes are gold. Crank feedback up. Then abruptly drop it near zero mid-repeat. You get a stuttery decay that feels like a dub engineer cutting the send. That's the kind of human, performative artifact that makes the lane feel alive. Alright. Now chop and resequence the prints into ghost cuts. Take your printed clip and consolidate a clean region so it's one manageable chunk. Then set warp mode for the printed audio depending on your goal. For rhythmic chops, use beats mode. Preserve 1/16. Transients around 100. Envelope low, like 0 to 20. So it stays tight. Now slice. You can do it manually by splitting right before tasty repeat hits. Or, the fast method. Slice to new MIDI track using transients and choose simpler. Now your echo moments are playable like a drum kit. Before you start placing hits, do a small but important edit. Trim the pre-echo smear. Echo plus saturation can create a tiny blur before the transient. On the printed clip, cut right before the first strong transient and add a micro fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. This keeps it punchy without sounding harsh or gated. Now sequencing philosophy. At 174 BPM, keep it minimal. Put the main raga hit on the one at the bar start. Then place echo chops between snare hits. In most DNB patterns, the snare is on beats 2 and 4. So your ghosts live in the cracks. Think in 16THS, little stabs that answer the drums, not compete with them. And here's the big arrangement tip. Use negative space. Deliberately leave a full half beat empty once every 2 bars. That hole makes the snare feel bigger and makes the atmosphere feel intentional. If you fill every gap, the mix feels smaller, not larger. Now make it sit like proper DNB atmosphere. Duck it and manage space. On the printed track, add a compressor with sidechain input from your drum bus or snare. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 180. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is how you get that breathing, rolling mix. The vocal tail becomes part of the groove. It gets out of the way exactly when the drums need to speak. After that, add a touch of reverb, but be disciplined. Hybrid reverb works great. Use an algorithmic hall or plate. Decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Dry/wet 8 to 18%. Rule, reverb lows are the enemy in DNB. Filter them hard. Echo is your length. Reverb is just depth. Now, advanced control moves that separate cool loop from tune. Treat the printed tail like a pad with consonants, not a vocal. Zoom in. De-emphasize intelligibility in the tail. Fade down harsh syllable onsets. Keep the ambience. The dry word should be recognizable, The tail should become language-less texture. Do a quick resonance hunt on the print. Add EQ 8 after your print chain. Make a narrow bell, boost it, sweep until a ring screams, then flip it to a cut of 3 to 8 dB. Do this at low monitoring volume. Resonances are easier to spot quietly. If the tail is too pokey, smooth it with drum bus gently. Pull transients slightly negative, minimal drive, boom off. You're shaping reflections, not adding punch. If you want a tape slap illusion without extra plugins, add the simple delay device on the printed tail, 10 to 30 milliseconds. Feedback 0, dry slash wet 10 to 25%. That slight thickening reads like a hard room reflection and makes the tail feel more physical. For width, do a phase sanity check. If it's exciting in stereo but evaporates in mono, don't just yank the width down. First, use EQ 8 in mid slash side mode and high pass the side channel somewhere around 300 to 700 Hz. Often it's the low mids and the sides that cause the mono collapse. Fix that, then recheck. You can also do a clean side-only air layer. Duplicate the printed tail. On one copy, set utility width to 0% so it's mid-only. On the other, emphasize width above 100%, then high-pass hard, like 800 Hz and up, so the side channel is basically just air. Blend it quietly. Now you get width that won't cloud the bass. And if you want that an easy double-wall reflection, duplicate your printed tail and nudge it earlier by 5 to 20 milliseconds using track delay. Keep it quieter. It adds psychoacoustic depth without obvious phlegming.